Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we bring you General Motors Symphony of the Air, featuring Dr. Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. For many years, it has been the policy of General Motors to make more and better things for more and more people. Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and Cadillac automobiles, Frigidaire electric refrigeration, and other General Motors products. For the war's duration, production of these peacetime commodities has ceased. All General Motors productive facilities are now employed in manufacturing effective weapons for our armed forces. Victory is today the business of General Motors. Now for this afternoon's program, Dr. Black has chosen the overture to Ambroise Thomas' opera, Raymond, The Queen's Secret, Franz Liszt's Liebestraum and his 13th Hungarian Rhapsody, the two nocturnes Nuages and Fête, Clouds and Festivals by Claude Debussy, and as the final number, Dr. Black has selected Tchaikovsky's overture fantasy, Romeo and Juliet. Now we anticipate the entrance of Dr. Black, and our General Motors Symphony of the Air will begin in just a moment. The house lights have been dimmed, and the applause of the studio audience here in Radio City has signaled the entrance of Dr. Black. And in just a moment, the General Motors Symphony of the Air will bring you the NBC Symphony Orchestra playing the charming and melodic overture to Raymond by Ambroise Thomas.
Thank you.
Our General Motors Symphony of the Air continues with two compositions by Franz Liszt. First, we are to hear the famous Liebestraum in Victor Herbert's orchestral arrangement. Written originally as a song, Liszt later transcribed the Liebestraum for piano solo. And of course, it has enjoyed a worldwide popularity, equaled only possibly by the first and second Hungarian rhapsodies. Frank Black leads the orchestra now in Franz Liszt's Liebestraum. As the second of the two compositions by Franz Liszt on today's program, you will hear one of the Hungarian rhapsodies, which has been more or less neglected in the concert hall in favor of the celebrated first and second rhapsodies. It is the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 13 in A minor, and like its companion pieces, the 13th is founded on national and gypsy airs. Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra continue General Motors Symphony of the Air with Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 13 in A minor.
Among Claude Debussy's orchestral masterpieces, none is more completely characteristic of the composer's impressionistic style than the three nocturnes, which were written in 1898, while Debussy was at the height of his creative power. Of this work, Debussy said, "The title Nocturnes is to be interpreted here in a general and more particularly in a decorative sense. Therefore, it is not meant to designate the usual form of nocturne, but rather all the various impressions and the special effects of light that the word suggests." The General Motors Symphony of the Air continues as Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra are heard in two of the orchestral nocturnes, Nuage and Fête, Clouds and Festivals. Like many another great composer, early in his career, Tchaikovsky created a masterpiece that anticipated in almost every respect the mature artist who gave us the Fourth, Fifth, and Pathetic Symphonies. That early masterpiece was the overture fantasy, Romeo and Juliet, into which Tchaikovsky poured some of the greatest of his melodies. General Motors Symphony of the Air presents Dr. Frank Black conducting the NBC Symphony Orchestra in Tchaikovsky's overture fantasy, Romeo and Juliet. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just been listening to General Motors Symphony of the Air, featuring Dr. Frank Black and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. As global warfare continues with fury unabated, no man knows or can rightly guess when it will end. We can only continue with unabated courage and industry to keep on fighting and working for victory, buying war bonds for victory, praying that the day of victory may be nearer than we dare hope. Until that day comes, victory will continue to be the business of General Motors. Today's General Motors Symphony of the Air program opened with the overture to Ambroise Thomas' opera Raymond and continued with two compositions by Franz Liszt, the celebrated Liebestraum and the famous Hungarian Rhapsody, number 13 in A minor. Then there followed the two Debussy nocturnes, Nuages and Fête. And the program concluded with the Tchaikovsky overture fantasy, Romeo and Juliet. On next Sunday's General Motors Symphony of the Air, Dr. Black will direct the NBC Symphony Orchestra in a program featuring Harvey Shapiro, the gifted cellist, in the concerto in A minor, Opus 33 by Saint-Saëns. The balance of the program will include the popular Bartered Bride overture by the Czech composer Smetana, the Adagio for String Orchestra by Lecoeur, and concluding with three famous waltzes, The Sleeping Beauty by Tchaikovsky, Waltz Triste by Sibelius, and The Beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss. We cordially invite you to join us next week at the same hour over your favorite NBC station. This is Robert Denton speaking, and this program has come to you from New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.